Not all white people are bad.
No, you got a nice smoothing voice, whatever. You sound like you could be hip.
I am hip.
You sound like you could be smooth or whatever. You sound like you play your cards right or whatever.
I have my black card.
Yeah, exactly. You got the black card or whatever.
I use it for EBT.
Mm-hmm. Get your hamburger special.
Mm-hmm.
And shop at Renner Center with it. Anyway. Tell you this right now, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, it just matters how you shop. I shop at Rent-A-Center, goddammit.
Are you the spokesperson for Rent-A-Center?
Yeah, exactly. No credit, bad credit, who gives a shit? You ain't gotta have credit.
So you're gonna be in the Troy Aikman and Hulk Hogan commercial?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's Aaron's, I think. I don't know.
I got a toaster, I still ain't paid that motherfucker off. I've had it for 2 years now. And it's only $16.
I was gonna say, it's not gonna be over 20.
Damn, now that I just brought that up, I really don't have a toaster. I got a toaster oven, but...
But no toaster.
I don't ever use it. That's why. I don't ever... Even the toaster oven, I don't even know why I got it. I just bought it because I feel like every household should have this. And then I realized when I plugged in, wow, I'm never going to use this thing now. Because I make homemade waffles if I was to make that or whatever. So I'll go like, huh.
Do you have a waffle maker?
Yeah, I got a waffle maker, so... Huh, this is a waste of money. It's a waste of goddamn money. But that's P1 for you. I just impulse buy shit. I don't look at the prices or anything. I just, if I want it, I just pick it up and fucking buy it.
Yeah.
I'm like a man looking at his women. If that's what I want. If she has the right amount of ass on her, that's what I want. I'm taking it. Roofing her, taking her back.
Well, alright.
Well, Laura's it. Alright, hey people. Enough about Rent-A-Center. Shot a nigga. Whatever the places you shop at or whatever.
Shot a nigga.
You never been there?
No, do you gotta make payment plans?
Yeah, you gotta make payment plans with your rifle and your bullets. Look here, bro. You gonna give me this TV or I can put these two bullets I got on the counter into this gun and shoot your ass. What do you want to do? Fill out the plan or whatever. Oh, all right then. I'll pay you in 12 months now, nigga.
That's funny.
It's the black layaway plan. Oh, okay, that's too much. You know what? I'm phenomenal. Ain't that too much. Anyway.
Nah.
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 22. I was about to say Halloween 2 for some fucking reason, whatever.
Episode 23.
Yeah, 23 or whatever. God damn, my mind is all. Why am I still thinking about that movie for some reason or whatever? Yeah, episode 23, Halloween 2. God damn, I almost said it a fucking game.
I'm not editing that out.
Don't edit that out, god damn it. 23. World Combat Annihilation, god damn it. Shit.
Okay, say it. Say it smooth.
Shut up.
You know what? Sing it like your audition.
Throwback Tuesday, episode 23. World Combat Annihilation.
You're hired.
You just seen me. I started. He was like, I was like, you want to snap my fingers too? I'll do the Carlton for you if you want.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, that audition was fun. I ain't gonna lie. And Speaking of auditions, I guess I didn't tell people. I didn't get that other audition. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know what to tell you about it. That's why people's asking me about it. So, I was like, oh, I didn't get it, though. And plus, I said it on a Movie Spoilers episode that's coming up, whatever. But obviously, Leigh didn't know what the fuck was going on. So, because I didn't tell him shit. So, you know.
He had no idea.
No, he didn't have no idea of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, some people don't pay attention. But, you know. That's why Z does.
Yes. I listen to the shows on MoviespoilersPodcast.com.
Yeah, exactly, because he's a fan first and a host second, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, I'm a fan and I'm a host.
Okay, I was going to say, which one are you first, though?
Fan first.
Oh, okay. Well, my black ass got to be host first, because if I'm not, then nobody else will be host. Then the hits will stop coming. And they'd be like, oh, great. There's no more black people on this show. Oh, that's enough for me, though, whatever. But yeah, so, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, man. That is the movie choice this week, whatever. And, wow, I was like, man.
Do you want to say who you are?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think everybody already know that. But still, geez, I'm still trying to just ponder Mortal Kombat in my head right now. Just what the fuck were they thinking?
Your head might explode like scanners if you can.
I thought you were going to say like that dude in that Chappelle skit when they found out he was a black supremacist leader. So oh. That dude's head blew up and shit like that. But yes, people, like Z said, I'm the phenomenal one, which I've said twice before I even announced myself. MovieSportsPodcast.com.
This is Z, the fancritic.com.
Keep the D in it.
Like, the. Yeah. That's the black in me. The fancritic.
That's Tim Blake could ever told Zuckerberg. Drop the Z. Fuck see at the thing. Z adds some profound to it, some elegance to it, though. The, mm-hmm. You know?
The Facebook. That's how you gotta do on your phone. The Facebook.
Ah, exactly. You think if you called it that, you'd get sued?
It's not registered.
Well, good point.
It's not registered as the Facebook.
Yeah, and if you change the E with an A?
You know a black person made it?
Yeah, exactly.
Or a southern person.
I was going to say, in Facebook, and a K, you put it backwards.
Can you do that on a keyboard?
Yeah.
Oh.
You do it on your iPhone if you jailbreak it.
All right, then.
People, I do not condone jailbreaking your iPhone. Just want you to know, my phone is definitely not jailbroken. I mean, why would you even believe that? So what if I got 3 laptops, a desktop, 3 tablets, and shit like that? That does not mean I'm a computer or whatever junkie where I like fucking with shit.
No, I believe it.
Yeah, exactly. So you're anyway. Hey, we're here for Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I don't know how many times I can say that now, whatever. I'm just still trying to picture this in my goddamn head. Wow, this is up there really with Power Rangers. Yeah, this is really up there, whatever. I was like, I remember saying my name when I watched it again. I was like, I see why I stopped playing those games.
Were you a big Mortal Kombat fan as a kid?
When it was on Sega Genesis, yep. That's all I fucking... Well, I ain't gonna say all I fucking played, but I played that. If I was to play a lot of games in one day, whatever, that'd be the first one I'd pick up and end it with that, too.
I mean, after you beat the game, is there really a purpose to do it? Maybe just get all the fatalities, but...
Yeah, that's it, and plus just to beat people. I mean, when you're a kid, you don't really give a shit. You don't look at story or nothing like that, whatever. So, you know, just beating the shit out of people is pretty fun or whatever. But, yeah, nowadays... Fighting games are like, you know, it's like, well, once you pass it, it's pretty much done with, you know. It's like,
yeah.
Unless you play it online with other people, but, you know, fuck. The last thing I played online was Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and I think I got a seizure or something like that. I started staring at the TV with a knife in my hand going, red rum.
Red rum.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Spider-Man. I was freaking out and shit. I was like, oh my god, so much shit going on screen. No, I was like, people was like, oh, why would you, like, what do you expect out of a story in a fighting game? I was like, I don't expect a story at all, to be honest, because it's just two people beating the shit out of each other.
No.
That's what it's based off of. So.
I mean, what did you think of the first Mortal Kombat movie?
I like the first one. I don't think the first one is nowhere near as ridiculous as this. I mean, the first one's ridiculous. God damn, man, they started putting, like, monsters and like, species from other worlds in this one, where I'm just like, I mean, in the first one, they had, like, demons and shit like that, but I didn't remember seeing no tattoo fly off nobody and just evaporate for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
and plus, the song was in it more.
The song, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I don't know the name of it, but I like how they tried to play the song in the second one at the end of the, with the fight scene with Shao Kahn. And then Liu Kang started getting his ass beat, and then they just cut the song off. But then when he gets back up and starts beating him again, the song just kicks back up where it started at. And I was like, I think that was an editing error right there.
I think everything about this movie is an error. We have, like, a whole, well, pretty much a whole new cast besides Liu Kang and Katana.
Yeah, Johnny Cage gets killed at the beginning of it.
Yeah, that's where, I think that's where X-Men got the kill Cyclops in the first 5 minutes of the movie. They're like, you know, Mortal Kombat killed Johnny Cage, let's kill Cyclops.
I think, you know what the thing is too, when they thought about it in X-Men, they were probably like, I guess we didn't really think that out, because Mortal Kombat was based off a video game where people just die anyway. Cyclops is still going written in the books, and he has not died yet. He's an important character in the books and stuff. I don't think we thought this through.
I wonder if that's why the original Johnny Cage didn't come back. You read the script, you're like, I get killed in the first 2 minutes. Fuck you.
I'm about to say 2 minutes. It might even be like a minute and a half or something. Like, he literally gets killed. Did you see that kick he did, too?
Yes.
That was the slowest fucking kick I ever fucking seen. I mean, Jesus Christ. What year did this come out, see? It was 97, 98?
97.
Okay, Titanic had came. The effects is not that goddamn bad. This shit. The effects was horrible in this movie. It was like, when Johnny Cage did that kick, I swear to God, it was like in slow motion, but yet the background was still speed up. I was like, okay, I'm confused now. I think they messed some stuff up. I don't think they compared the background effects to the actual effect that we're staring at right here or whatever. I think they just said, fuck it, put it out.
Yeah, this one actually had tons of more characters from the game. Well, the newer versions of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say the newer ones, because I want to say Annihilation was a game, if I'm not mistaken, for the PlayStation 1. I don't know, I could be wrong or whatever.
And I think you might be right, I just can't remember, because I always kept Mortal Kombat 1, Mortal Kombat 2, 3, you know. I think they started throwing names in there.
Then it spinned off into, like, just fuck the numbers now. We're just calling it by these names or whatever. But there's so fucking many of them, I just lost count of them, to be honest.
Yeah, it was, like, kind of like Grand Theft Auto, where it just always came out.
Mm-hmm. And, like, Street Fighter as well, too, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I even though they had all these characters in here, which Rob saw was cool on screen, I don't know, this movie is still...
You know what's funny? The director, John Linetti, he was a cinematographer beforehand. Yeah. He did the first Mortal Kombat. His two movies that he directed, his only two movies, were this one and Butterfly Effect 2.
Yeah.
And so then he went back, then he probably said, I suck as a director, I'm going back to cinematography.
Well, you know what? As long as he realized that, then.
He had to have, because that's the only two movies he directed.
Good. I'm glad he has only directed two, because god damn this movie. I mean, once again, I'm going back on editing. Editing, man, look pretty fucking bad.
New Line made it.
Yeah, New Line Cinema. I see why they went out of business and now make a comeback. It's because of this movie with
her. Oh, good old New Line Cinema.
Yeah. Editing looked like shit. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, man, I feel like this part should have been after this part, and this part should have been taken out to fix with the part before that. I was like,
I mean, how many boring scenes was there that was not needed in this movie?
And, by the way, you say boring, too, but what was going on in those boring scenes, too? People talking in the worst dialogue ever. Like, there's nothing going on, and you see Sonya and Jax just talking to each other. I'm just like, god damn, this is the most boring conversation I've ever heard. It's like, we got aliens and I don't know what these fucking, these are demons and shit from other worlds, and yet these two are having the most boring, mundane conversation ever, while Jack still has the same expression on his face that he's had 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, Jax was I think he was a American Gladiator, wasn't he?
I heard something like that when the movie first came out, and I saw it, whatever. I remember saying that they had a lot of gladiator people or something like that, or I don't know.
Yeah, he was, I think Mentaro was too. Or wait, who was the horse guy?
His name or his, like, his movie name?
His name. Or movie name. I think it's Mentaro.
It's Mentaro. I think it was, what's his name? McBee? Something like that.
Yeah, Darren McBee. Yeah, he was, I think, Gladiator as well.
Yeah. Oh my god, the effects on him.
Yeah, his name was Malibu.
His effects on him look bad. Did you remember the part at the end where Jax was like, I got whatever he said to that guy, whatever, and then Mentaro started jumping down those rocks, whatever. I was like, oh my god, it looks so horrible.
I mean, let's see, in the game, Jax had, his power was his arms, which they had, they started right in the movie, and then he ripped them off, and then he turned into a badass.
I like how he was beating the shit out of Mentaro with his bare hands than he was without with the metallic hands on him. I don't make any sense.
No.
Because he hit Mentaro with those metallic hands. Mentaro didn't even feel it, so I was like, wait a minute, did he just hit him with his human hand? And if he would have hit that thing with his human hand, that would have broke his fucking wrist. Okay, let's be real about that.
And then Mentaro is like, he's a horse-type creature, and you gotta think, his body, you're punching a horse in the face.
No.
It's, oh god. What do you think of, who the girl took up, who took over Sonya?
What's the plot here, though, Percy?
There is no plot.
It's a martial arts movie.
Okay, this is a martial arts movie, like, so is Power Rangers.
It is, it's Ninjetti. Remember?
Ninjetti.
Did you remember what the, Night Wolf called, Luke Kang? He was just like, you gotta release your
animality or whatever.
Animaju, something like that, or whatever. Like he said, like Ninjetti, some shit like that too, whatever. I was just like, oh my god, dude. So humans just could turn into fucking beasts and shit. I like how he said you could turn into an animal, and then when he transformed, that wasn't an animal at all. That was a goddamn demon.
What was it?
I don't know. It was a werewolf with wings. That was not an animal, okay? I don't know where the fuck they... When you say animal, I'm thinking like he's gonna turn like into, like on Assassin's Creed, Tyranny of the King downloadable thing, whatever, where they say you can turn into animal and he actually turns to a bird or a tiger or something like that. You're thinking like, here, oh, he didn't turn into an animal. No, that motherfucker turned into some mythical creature that you've never fucking seen before.
Oh, God. What do you think of Sonya? Oh, the plot happens right after the first movie. Where Shao Kahn comes out of the outworld and says he's taken over with his other people. I don't know what you call them. His generals, I think that's what he called them.
They look like humans. The ones with those masks on and shit like that. It was just like,
yeah. Who was behind him? You had Mentaro, Sindel. Who was the red ninja? Rain?
I thought Rain was purple. Because I was trying to remember some of these characters when I rewatched them. Because I haven't played the game in years, or whatever. So I was trying to remember some of the characters. I thought Rain was purple. I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I couldn't even make out his fucking color. I remember at first it looked red, but I saw him at nighttime. It looked fucking darker than red. I was just like, okay, I don't know what he is.
It was. Well, I think you're right. I think Rain was. Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't remember because I think it was Rain, because Rain did have the power where he could make more of himself, and he did that at the end, so you could be right.
And then there's another one, a green, it wasn't green, purple, I think.
Purple Ninja?
Purple Ninja, and then there's a red ninja. Yeah, Rain was purple.
They really tried to cash on Sub-Zero and Scorpion by just putting any niggas in these goddamn color suits now.
Okay, I understand in the game, there's two Sub-Zeros, the ninja one, and then the regular guy. Is it really needed in the movie when he died in the first one?
Well, that was his brother, because the one in the game, that was his brother as well, but still, at the same time, it's just like, they're trying to make this shit deeper than what it is. Like, it's
nothing deep about it. And he and Scorpion shows up.
Out of nowhere! Did that fight scene just come out of nowhere?
It did. Well, they were like, we haven't had a fight scene in a while. Let's throw one in there.
It was right after Liu Kang had just got done fighting Smoke. That was at, like, I guess that's a robot. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I think Smoke was, I think he was a cyborg, yeah.
Yeah, he's a cyborg, whatever. He was fighting Smoke, and then after that fight happens, because Sub-Zero shows up and say, by the way, was he flying?
I think he was.
What the fuck was he flying on? He flew and just froze him like the cheapest effects I've ever fucking seen. And then he just stopped. He's like having a talk. He's like, Katana has to be saved and blah, blah, blah. And then all this, whatever. And then he's like, let us go. He's like, I'll help you. And then he does this cool ass little ice ball thing, whatever. And as soon as he walks, Scorpion just shows up out of fucking nowhere, whatever. They just start fighting. And one thing I got to compliment on this film, whatever. Well, not even compliment. I got to compliment Z on this because he brought this up, Power Rangers. Whenever somebody gets into a fight scene, the other group just stands back and watch.
Yeah.
What's up with that shit?
Well, Smoke, I want to say Sub-Zero and Scorpion might be the two biggest characters in Mortal Kombat.
I would agree.
And yeah, they didn't have a fight scene in the first one.
Were you ever a fan of, did you pick any other characters besides the two in the
game? Ah, Baraka.
What was that?
Baraka.
Who was that?
The monster with the blades on his arms.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think that's probably those three.
Was he in the original?
No, I thought there might be like a hidden thing, like when Liu Kang towards the end where they pop up and there's some guy, but it wasn't him. He was in this one.
I think it's before the boss, actually, before you fight the main
one. But they didn't really show his face, so... But he was in this one, and he...
Scorpion were the only two I ever played with besides Raiden, and I was just like, oh, you know, there you go.
And Baraka's, oh my god, Baraka's costume, how they had him look, it looked like something you got from, like, JCPenney. Costume.
That's Kmart.
I think Kmart's higher than JCPenney, but...
Okay, well, damn. Shit, maybe in your area, yeah, it probably is, actually. But that fight scene between Scorpion and Sub-Zero, that came out of fucking nowhere. I was just looking back, I was like, why don't Liu Kang and Katana help him out? It looked like getting his ass beat right now. And then, that cheap... Why did Liu Kang do that flip just to get to the other side? And, like, the way Sub-Zero was, like, hanging off that balcony, I was like, he could get up, you know? I don't think he really needs help. I was like, he's barely hanging off of it. I was like, this is so fucking cheap, I swear.
Yeah. I think that's the only reason why they two had a fight is because it never happened in the first game.
Yeah, they just wanted to see that or whatever. And it's like, oh, why would they fight each other? They work together or whatever. It's like, oh, well,
they should have been the main characters of the movie.
It's like, oh, let's just get his fucking brother then or whatever. So they actually did an animated one of Sub-Zero and Scorpion. And it had like three episodes. I remember when the first movie came out. And I had it on a VHS or whatever. And it was pretty badass too. And it followed them more.
Like, Mortal Kombat Legacy, that's Sub-Zero's the star or Scorpion's the star?
I cannot remember, to be honest. For the life of me, I cannot remember.
I think one of them is the star of the whole series.
I think it was Scorpion, to be honest, because Sub-Zero had his own game for the 64, which was called Sub-Zero.
Yeah, okay. So, they should have highlighted those two more than what they were in the series.
In both series, yeah, I would agree, because they were in one fucking scene, to be honest.
Who cares about Liu Kang?
Honestly, whoever fucking picked Liu Kang?
Just for the bicycle kick, that's it.
I didn't even know why he was the main star of the movie, because when I first heard about the movie coming, I was like, Sub-Zero, and then we're going to get a movie and shit. And when I found out Liu Kang, I was just like, who the fuck picks Liu Kang?
Liu Kang, Sonya, and Johnny Cage were the three main. And Art. I'll throw Art in there.
It's like in Street Fighter, it's like, why the fuck is this movie following Guile when everybody knows they play as Ryu and Ken?
Or Blanca.
Yeah, exactly. Or even fucking Chun-Li more play.
I play Vega. I like Vega.
Yeah, everybody gets more time than Guile. Come on. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, it's the same shit here. Whatever. No,
and then you had a long, pointless scene with Nightwolf. Who plays fucking Nightwolf? And Liu Kang.
That scene didn't make any fucking sense at all, because he was just like, you know what I didn't get, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Everybody kept telling Liu Kang, you're not ready for Shao Kahn. You're not ready for him. At the end of the fight, it was just some regular ass human one-on-one fight, so I'm just like, so was he not ready because of training? Because what was not ready about him? Because I never caught that in this movie that got him prepared and ready for this.
I don't know, but it's generic. It's like the same thing in the first one.
Yeah, I didn't...
It's the same thing in all these movies. You're not ready. It's like Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, he wasn't ready. Come on now. He got his ass beat by them kids. He didn't know a shit about karate. I'm talking about in this one, though, because they kept telling him that, but yet he didn't do shit to get him ready.
No.
all they did was look for Katana, and then once they found her, it's pretty much, okay, we're here now, so we might as well fight Shao Kahn. So I was like, okay, well, what did he do to get ready? So he talked to Nightwolf, and by the way, Nightwolf said, you won't be ready until you learn three things. He only learned two things in the movie.
No, because he wakes up and meets Jade. I'm like, Jade's a pointless character as well. This is just called Mortal Kombat pointless characters.
They put the most pointless characters in here just because they thought, oh, it'd be cool just because of their costumes. That's the main reason why I stuck them in here, is because their costumes is colorful and shit. But it's like the main ones we care about, because I'll be like, Johnny Cage is cool because he used to put them sunglasses on after he beat somebody's ass, or people played as him, but they get Liu Kang and make Raiden the most boring fucking character I've ever fucking seen.
And Jade did, no, I don't know if you noticed this, but when she was talking, it looked like her mouth was not moving at all.
I know, it's her teeth. She did the 50 Cent talking. She went to the 50 school of Cent training of acting. You know, it's 50 Cent school of acting.
And then when Sonya and Jax met up with Liu Kang and Jade, they're like, where's Katana? She got captured. And who's this? Like, they're just having a little conversation, you know.
And then Jax is like, he's like, I don't mind this at all, whatever. I'm just like, all right, man, this is horrible. Dude.
One thing I did like Sonya fighting, what was the cyborg? The cyborg she fought, the yellow guy.
Oh, the yellow, I forgot that one's name.
When it spoke. Even though it was, the CG was horrible, because you can tell it was so fake when she blew the smoke.
Oh my god, why did she blow it that way? So I would have just threw it in his ass, whatever.
That's in the game. I think that's whenever.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't look right in the movie. I don't care if it's in the game.
But, what the fuck was his name? That's going to bother me now.
She just went. But I was just like, I noticed, because it's called the Kiss of Death in the game.
Yeah.
Her move, whatever, and I was just looking at that, I was just like, it's a little too late for that now, you know? I don't give a damn what you copy from the game. That does not look. I mean, this dude's on fire and still moving, and you take the time to...
Cyrax. That was his name.
Did you remember the scene where Sonya, I mean, after she gets done beating the girl, and that demon thing comes to life, and when her and Jax are walking, and then Jax just start punching it?
Yeah.
That looks so fucking bad. He literally punched the thing back to hell.
What the hell? And and go back to the tattoos thing, when those tattoos came off, did that kill them?
Yeah, but like, here's the thing, why did they die? They just lost a fight, though.
They weren't killed, it wasn't like Shang Tsung got thrown off probably a two-story cliff or whatever, and laid on spikes. He died.
Yeah, before that, though, like...
Shao Kahn did not die.
Yeah, Shao Kahn didn't die. He just got beat, and then next, you know, his thing pops out, and he disappeared. And I'm just like, so is that what happens when you lose a fight in the Mortal Kombat world? You just fucking
banish them? I love it when someone gets kicked, and they're, like, flying, and, like, say, like, they do, like, flips, and all of a sudden when they land, they're, like, reversed.
Yeah. And they turn around. Yes. I saw that, like, three times in this movie.
Yeah, I think the first one did it, I think, a few times, but this one did it more.
Yeah.
That was just ridiculous.
Why would you copy the effects of a fucking video game that came out in the early 90s of two people just beating the shit of each other? It's like, you guys really wasn't trying to make a movie. You were just trying to copy hey, Mortal Kombat's a popular game right now. Let's make a movie of that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Really, for a fighting game, though? Like, if you had to make a fighting game, what would be the idea in your head or whatever of, like, I had to make a movie? For me, it would kind of be like the first Mortal Kombat. It'd be a tournament, a fighting tournament. I mean, ain't no really much story in here or whatever. I would just throw in a little sob story of like, oh, this main character needs to win this tournament because the prize is this amount of money and he'll use that money to help his family or something. I don't know. I would just do something like that. I damn sure wouldn't go and like, we're going to put some demons in here. Some shit from hell's going to come out. These sorcerers are going to take over the world. You're complicating things a little too much now. Two people just beating the shit out of each other.
And let's go back to the first one for a second. How was that tournament like drawn up?
And not legal?
There's no bracket, you know, like how Art played Goro, and Goro, and all these guys, like Goro looks like, you know, maybe the top guy, and all these no-namers start fighting Goro.
Plus, those fights seem like they came out of nowhere. You remember when Liu Kang fought Sub-Zero, too? I was like, wow, was that in the tournament bracket, or is this just Sub-Zero trying to kill him?
And then, yes, and then Scorpion and Johnny Cage just happened to be...
like, out of butt-fuck nowhere and just ready to go at it. Or I didn't know that. I thought they were just trying to kill them, those three people, because I was just like, oh, because the bad guy here knows that he's coming out, so he's just trying to throw shit in their way or whatever. Apparently, that was part of the tournament. It's like, how the fuck did you know that? It was, like you said, is there a bracket that says Liu Kang fight Sub-Zero in... this dungeon tomorrow. Be there.
Yeah, and plus he just had a fight with Katana that was a draw, so they both should be eliminated.
Yeah, exactly. They both should have lost or whatever. Katana is fucking hot too, by the way.
Yeah. I think Sonya was hot in this one.
Oh, yeah, she was much better looking in this one.
Than Bridget Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked her. And...
I didn't like her acting. Let's go.
No, her acting was horrible. Like who was she fighting when she was all muddy before Jax punched that demon? I don't know who that was, but all of a sudden she like just cleans her face off. The next shot, there's no mud on her.
There's not even her clothes got like one shot mud on her. I'm just like, damn, dude. I was like, that must be the best cleaning ever that she did, because obviously she didn't have a bra on, so she was to water that shirt on. That shirt be showing nipples like a motherfucker in this goddamn movie, and Jax be trying to hit that. That scene, I don't remember who that was, honestly. Even when I said the Jax scene, I was like, some girl. I can't even remember who it was now. I do remember the weapon she had. I remember
size. Wasn't it size?
I don't remember. like the movie or the game?
The movie.
Oh, I don't know the fucking character's name. She's probably not even important. As a matter of fact, she was a throwaway character, actually. She was kind of like, these are the women list up here of the good women here. You got Katana, and then all the way down here, you got Sai.
Yeah, she had Sai. She had Sai as a weapon. I just can't remember the character, because I don't play that character.
Yeah, exactly. And then Jax come in, whatever. When his demon just pops up, and he just starts punching it in the leg, and the demon is, like, screaming for his life, whatever, and then he, like, jumps up in the air and punches it in the thigh or whatever, and then it just falls down, like, going, no!
Yeah. Now, and then Raiden, Christopher Lambert was a decent Raiden. He pulled a lot of Highlander stuff on that one.
Yeah.
Then you got James Remar, Remar's not a bad actor. Yeah, it's like he wasn't trying in this one.
He was the most bland and boring fucking Gary Diver. I was like, man, you're a god, for God's sake. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then he loses his powers, and all of a sudden he has to get a haircut because he lost his powers.
What the fuck? He had a change of clothes. And did you see that flip he did when he came in, too?
Yeah, he popped out of nowhere, too.
I was like, damn, this is like Power Rangers. People are just flipping for no fucking
reason. I love it. You go, what's that? And they look, and all of a sudden... there, Raiden pops out of nowhere. I'm like, how the fuck did they see that?
Did you see that bad? That flip he did was horrible. And like, he just like stops. He's just like, how's it going? Or whatever. I'm just like, what the fuck happened to you? Like, you fucking powers, but does that mean, oh, the power was in your hair and your clothes or something like that? What does that mean? Or whatever. And then he's like, you don't like my new look? And then this whole time he's trying to conjure up this portal and shit like that. I was like, you look like you need to take a shit, really.
Yeah, it's Raiden was... this movie ruined the characters from the game.
It really did. I'm not gonna lie, Raiden was pretty badass in the game or whatever. I mean, you know, that was the thing about Raiden, you know, he didn't really talk that much or whatever. In this one, he's talking too fucking much. He's talking a lot of nonsense too, though. If you just listen to him at the beginning of the film, the shit he's talking about, none of that shit comes back at the end of the film. Like, pretty much the mission of this is, oh, Katana needs to get back with Sindel. And that's the only way we can close the portals. And then when that shit doesn't happen, it's just like, oh, well, fuck the plot now. Let's just have this fight scene with all of these guys now, whatever, and whoever wins, that's the Battle of the Earth right there.
And it seemed like Shao Kahn's father was, like, a huge character, but he was never even in the game.
I know. Remember, he didn't even do shit in the movie, neither. He just, like, in the back. Like, why would his father let Shao Kahn rule? That's what it felt like.
Yeah. You're right, like, Street Fighter, like, they get Guile. Why Liu Kang? What is so... Because they needed someone Asian to lead a movie?
I don't know. I would have rather preferred to see it. I mean, you know what? I would have preferred to see a Raiden movie.
I would love to see a Sub-Zero movie.
I would love to see that, too. But I say Raiden more is just because if they're going to say he's a god in here and all that shit and throw all these elements of god shit, I think I would have preferred to see that then had they did a better job with him.
And where the fuck did those time travel balls come from? Or where the hell those were?
What the fuck was that, too, by the way?
It looked like something you see, like, at a fair.
Yeah, it was. It looked like, you know, those astronauts get attached to those things, they got to spin them around real fast.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
That's exactly what it was, because they had to have their hands up in the air. And they controlled it, too, because remember, Katana's like, shift your weight to the right, wherever you're going. I was like, how the fuck does she know that?
Well,
how do they know where these balls are going?
Raiden got paired up with Sonya, and her boobs were all up on him. You know he had a stiffy.
Another thing, why did they split up? Why? Why did they split up? It's like, oh, the most dangerous thing is coming to us. Let's split up and go find Jax. And whatever. What the fuck was Luke Cage? Oh, Nightwolf.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck? Nightwolf didn't do a goddamn thing in this movie.
He was in it for maybe 2 to 5 minutes.
There was no reason for Luke Cage to even transform into this fucking beast thing he was, because I was like, you still getting your ass kicked. I was like, it's like, this doesn't help at all. I was like, my God, this is the most pointless and useless shit or whatever. I mean, pretty much this movie could have been summed up in that last 20 minutes where they stare at each other from afar, and they're just like, I'll take him, I'll take him. That's pretty much the whole movie, because everything else before that does not add up or make sense to this, because you're thinking like, oh, Katana has to make up with her mother, whatever. That way the port's going to be closed. Nope, that gets, once that's just like, well, we don't have another plan for that, whatever. Raiden is supposed to talk to the Elder Gods. And because Khan and them committed so much a crime for the god that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. Or, yep, the gods don't do a goddamn thing. Matter of fact, they don't give a fuck so much to the point where they go just like, what you did was wrong. But you know what? We're going to overlook that so we can see you two fight in Mortal Kombat. Just go.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the whole turning the animals thing was pointless, because it didn't lead anything. It's just something that, you know, Nightwolf told him in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, this has a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it made $51 million.
Jesus fucking Christ.
On a $30 million dollar budget. Where the fuck did that budget go? That's a lot of money. Is that why New Line went out of business? They went bankrupt? Did they go bankrupt?
I know they went out of... I don't know if it's so much out of... You know, I think it is out of business because I want to say Universal owns them now. Because they came back in like 2 movies this year or whatever that they... like
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it was Warner Brothers, whatever. They did 2 movies or whatever that because Warner Brothers bought them. So yeah, they did go out of business, and maybe this is probably why.
Well, I'm not gonna, you know, say shit about New Line, because they helped create Nightmare on Elm Street, so.
And Friday,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no hate to them, but Jesus fucking Christ.
They should have fired that director as soon as he found out that, they should have fired whoever approved giving them $30 million for this shit.
I'm looking to see what their last movie was. Oh, it wasn't Mortal Kombat. It was that's when they go out of business. Oh, last solo film was Final Destination.
When did it come out, 99 or 2000?
2009. It's The Final Destination.
Oh, okay.
The fifth one. I think it was the fifth one. Okay. So, there you go. The, you know.
This was a $3 million film, if that, honestly.
Well, you can see we saw editing mistakes, horrible line, horrible dialogue.
Yeah, nobody wrote this shit. I'm saying right now, nobody.
Who did? Who was the director or writer?
See, can you imagine writing this shit, though? Like, where the fuck would your mind go to writing this shit? Like, can you imagine just, like, typing on your computer just going, picks up seconds right after the first film does, and Shao Kahn shows up, threatening the human mortals or whatever. Raiden tells them they have to get in these magical balls to split up and find Jax, who we don't learn really much about in the first film.
Jax wasn't in the movie. He just yelled, Sonya. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't know why he's hooked up to this machine in buttfuck nowhere, because that goddamn facility was in nowhere. It was the middle of nowhere.
And, like, no one was around, so it looked like the apocalypse was hitting or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And he's just attached, getting some surgery done on his hands. I'm just like, okay, first of all, where'd he get the money for? How did he get here? That's all
Why did doctors run away without waking him up?
Yeah, exactly, because shit didn't break loose until 5 minutes ago, so, I mean, come on now, what's going on here, whatever, I mean, and then Liu Kang meets Sub-Zero's brother, they have a fight for no fucking reason, and then Katana gets kidnapped, dun-dun-dun, and Liu Kang, instead of training and finding a way to defeat Shao Kahn, some master plan, he spends the rest of the movie looking for Katana with Jade.
And hitting on every girl with the pussy.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. I mean, god damn, this movie was... damn, who do you imagine writing this shit, though? Like, seriously. They didn't give a fuck when they wrote this movie or whatever. I was like, they dropped that last 20 minutes. They just said, hey, you remember that plot we had? Fuck all that. Just have some guy come here and go, Mortal Kombat, and then sing that fucking song and have these guys fight and whatever. And that's what you're gonna fucking love about this film. And he's just like,
and how bad was when they were showing? I think they showed the Golden Gate Bridge, like morphing into the Outworld. How horrible that looked.
That looks so fucking bad. You know, I didn't get what was happening. Because at first I thought, are they on another planet or another dimension or?
I think the Outworld's considered a dimension.
Okay, because I didn't get when they crossed over into this dimension, because it looked like they were still on, I guess, in their original dimension. I don't know. I got lost. I'm not going to lie. I got kind of lost. Because I was like, wait a minute. From the first movie, they went to a dimension two or whatever. Were they still in that dimension?
Well, at the end of the first one, they went back to Liu Kang's home country or whatever.
That's funny because this movie ended with him back in his home country. I'm just like, God damn, man. I was like, I love how you travel around the world, and yet when you travel back, you end up still back in the same goddamn spot.
It's because he's the main character. And, okay, Sindel, she has that, what's her power, where she crackled the mountain?
Yeah, she, like, can do, like, a voice.
What's that X-Men power?
Also, a DC power, too, from Black Canary. Black Canary and, fuck, I forgot that guy's name from X-Men, too, whatever, but yeah, he just hollers or whatever. God, I forgot that. It was also, there was this old team that teamed up with Captain America back in the World War age or whatever. There was a guy that did that power. He was the first of the kind to do that shit or whatever. So, I forgot the names or whatever, but.
And then.
Get into comic book rage, right?
She, you know, that's all Raiden's playing is she has to be reunited with her mother. And obviously that doesn't work. And then Shao Kahn dies. And Sindel's dead. She dead before this all this happened. And all of a sudden, she's back alive.
Yeah, because she dies, and then I remember hearing what's her Katana saying that, you brought my mother back, her soul back, or whatever, and turned it. And I'm just like, so he can raise the dead then?
Why don't you just bring Shao Kahn back Shang Tsung back?
I was like, so he can raise the fucking dead? I was like, well, this should be a piece of cake taking over the world then. You bring back everybody then, shit. You should bring back the original Sub-Zero, turn him into your minion. And I was like, man, you just brought up a good point here. If he could bring the dead back, then you know what? He could have brought fucking Sub-Zero back. They didn't have to put his fucking brother in here. But it did something, shit.
They bring back Goro.
The female one. I forgot her name, actually.
There's so many characters in Mortal Kombat, it's very hard to take.
Yeah, I can't. She didn't get introduced to the new ones as well, whatever. And I don't remember. Because, once again, I didn't fucking play as that slow bitch. Shit, she moved too goddamn slow.
And they did throw in, like, Striker. Remember the cop?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Oh, my
God. They said his name.
Did Scorpion die in the first one? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he got his, he got blown up.
So how the fuck did he come back?
Maybe Shao Kahn does have the power to revive the dead.
Yeah, and you know what? You don't see Scorpion no more, though, after this.
I don't know.
What the fuck? People just show
up. It's one of those endless questions for this movie.
I got so many goddamn questions down there. I'm like, this movie made no fucking sense. My God, you know it's bad when the first one made more goddamn sense than this one. Come on now.
And I don't understand the reason to kill Johnny Cage so quickly. Is that just to replace him with Jax?
Yep. I like how him and Sonya had like a little relationship. She didn't give a shit after he died.
No, she didn't. And then she kept saying stuff about Johnny Cage, and then Jax is like, "Who's Johnny?"
Yeah, because Liu Kang was like, he's like, "I'm gonna kill tell me how to kill Shao Kahn," and she was like, "I'm gonna kill him," and I was just like, "Oh, so you guys are fighting over it?" But then like halfway through the movie, she's like, "You can do it. You can beat Shao Kahn." I was like, "That bitch must have got scared."
Mm-hmm. Well, she fought Rain.
Yo, all that shit.
Two Rains, because Rain. And then she actually was the only one to ask for help, because she asked for Jax, and obviously Jax didn't help her. I don't think. But I don't remember.
The thing was, she was just getting her ass beat by just pretty much humans, though. I mean, they weren't humans.
Well, you know? I don't know if Rain was a human.
No, he's not a human. I'm saying he wasn't a human, but compared to what the fuck Jax was fighting? Come on now.
Yeah.
What Katana was fighting? Come on now.
And who fought the one girl?
What girl?
The horse, the Shiva. Who fought Shiva?
Shiva was a chick with the arms.
Yeah, but who beat her?
She died by Liu Kang. Remember when he dropped that cage on her?
Oh, yeah, after Baraka fight?
Yeah, after he saved Katana.
Yeah, that's right. Was that a man?
Oh.
Shiva, was that a man playing that part? Because, Jesus Christ.
I couldn't tell because the fucking camera was never on her good or whatever. It's like, okay, I like how they kept, like, you're supposed to keep the camera off the person if the CG looks horrible, but at the same time, they kept going back and forth between her and what's that guy, Mataro's ass, whatever. And I was just like, neither one of them looks better than the other, so what are they doing?
No.
I mean, I'm already getting ratings now, or whatever, but,
It wasn't freaking the guy that played Shao Kahn, was he, like, weird looking?
Yeah, he kept doing this thing with his mouth and shit. I was just like, he looked like a broke-down Vin Diesel. If Vin Diesel could get any more broke down with his non-talking ass, I mean, Jesus Christ.
I know, he always had, like, a stupid smirk. I'm like, the Shao Kahn I know always had the mask on. They completely fucked that up.
Only time that mask came off is when you uppercutted his ass when he died.
Yeah, this pretty much shit on the whole game.
I would have preferred if he never took the mask off until the end of the film.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I would have preferred that, to be honest. But he had the mask. He only had the mask on in that one shot right in the beginning.
Like, yeah.
Other time, he was just wearing nothing or whatever. But, I mean, God damn, dude, this movie is fucking horrible, dude. I'm trying to... I mean...
I would give it a low small.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, this completely shits on the entire series. We got so many useless characters, and I can't even remember who the fuck Shao Kahn killed when he said he needed a new general. I can't remember who the fuck he killed, because it was a red ninja. That's all I know. But
yeah, I forgot what that dude's name was. It was one of them fucking ninja people, because apparently they were supposed to kill Liu Kang and whatever. I mean, Shao Kahn, I think that was the only time people were really dying is when Shao Kahn was killing them. And I'm not talking about dying as far as motherfuckers just getting their ass beat, the next you know the fucking tattoo flies off and they just vanish for some fucking reason. You talking about that kind of... I'm talking about, like, Shao Kahn actually throwing, like, Jade, letting that thing eat. Like, that thing just came off the wall, just ate her and went right back. I was like, Kahn, if you could summon shit like that, then the war is over, man.
I know.
The war is fucking over.
And the last fight scene wasn't even that good. The fights were not good in this, besides Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
I was just about to say, you know what, that one got a little ridiculous.
It was probably the best one on the movie.
It was the best one, and that's kind of a backhanded compliment for the simple fact that that ending of that fight scene was pretty shit, where Sub-Zero was just hanging on this little balcony. I was just like, dude, you could just literally get your ass up. Like, you literally, Liu Kang had to do a fucking front flip to get over there to pick him up. I was just like, that is the cheesiest shit I've ever fucking seen. The fight scenes at the end between Jax and all them, though, I was just looking at that, I was like, Katana and her mother and Sonya Blade in these fights are pretty fucking boring, to be honest. I was like, wow, these are really boring. I was like, Liu Kang in that one's fight is just kind of just one-sided, honestly, because Liu Kang's getting his ass beat right now, and for some reason he just starts beating him up. I don't know why, but I have no idea like how he just out of nowhere just started beating him up. But
I mean, there's way too many. I mean, who cares about fucking Jade? Who cares about Nightwolf? Who cares? It's like they completely ruined the first one. This is like, this really shit on the entire franchise of Mortal Kombat.
And they forgot all about putting a story together and just thought about how many characters can we cram in.
I think they really had a, they're grasping at straws trying to figure out why Shao Kahn had a comeback, he was able to break the rules from the first game.
Yeah,
they really reached on that one.
Yeah, I never really understood how he was able to break the rules in the fucking movie, and yet the guys that Raiden talked to didn't do a goddamn thing about it till the end.
Yeah.
They didn't do shit at the end either.
No, they're like, oh, we're gonna let it happen.
We'll let this be determined So you're gonna reward a guy that just broke the rules, like pretty much disrespected the gods, and you're just gonna be like, "Well, I'll give him an opportunity to have this world then, or whatever, by letting him fight this guy." I was like, "What the fuck?" That didn't make, you know what? I got nothing nice to say about the movie. It's a fuck it, dude. I got nothing to say.
Is it a high fuck it?
It's a pretty goddamn high fuck it, dude. I didn't have any. I was gonna try to, because I remember when I rewatched, I was like, "Oh, I know it's shit, but maybe I can compliment the fight scene." I didn't really give a shit about none of the fight scenes because they looked horrible. And then when you got Jax fight fucking demons and shit, punching it, when they don't even show you him hitting it, they just show shots of his fist coming towards it, or whatever, and the demon just goes ahead. I'm like, all right, you know, this is too fucking. I think the fights in Power Rangers look better than this.
Yeah, this is completely downright terrible on at all levels.
I cannot believe $35 million went into this shit.
And they made a profit.
It fucking blew my mind with this shit.
They made a $20 million profit.
God. Damn, $30 million. The $30 million had to go to costume and makeup.
I wouldn't even say that.
Yeah, you know what, them costumes look like shit. Never mind. Oh,
$15 million went to Robin Shu for redoing being Liu Kang, and probably $15 million. I don't even know who the big star of the movie was. I really don't.
It went to Sonya Blade and Raiden's outfit wardrobe change.
Oh yeah, after she got muddy, be like, we need $15 million just to get a freaking wife beater and some cargo shorts.
And another $10,000 for a ratings haircut.
What's even funny though is at the end of the first Mortal Kombat, yeah, Sonya Blade has long pants on. Yeah. At the beginning of this one, she's got shorts on. So she changed in that 5 seconds before this happened.
They had to spend money on the costume change.
And I see why people didn't come back to this movie.
That's why.
But thankfully, they fucking Mortal Kombat Legacy, and they got Rebirth too.
Oh my god!
At least that's doing something. But when
they really tried to put some deep thought into this fucking fighting video game. Like, what the fuck?
When a studio doesn't do a pre-screening for critics, you know that movie. You know they don't give a shit about that movie.
Yeah, they know they're just gonna make money off the fucking title of that movie or the actor. That's
is this? Do you like think that's what it was? It was just based on title?
Had to be, man. Mortal Kombat, when this game came out, was fucking huge. That was the biggest fighting game out.
I think it was the first game ever banned.
You could probably go beyond that.
Because it had a mature rating, didn't it?
I don't remember, to be honest. I don't.
Because, you know, kids going around killing people, fighting, you know, like in Mortal Kombat all the time, so.
I wonder if people was that strict on people back then or whatever, because I had the fucking game, and I don't remember asking. Now, granted, I didn't buy the goddamn thing, whatever, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I know a lot of fucking kids that had the goddamn game, so I didn't remember hearing say anything about it.
I thought I had, like, a mature rating or something, that you had to be 18.
It probably does, but, I'm trying to remember if there was blood in the game without a code in the original game.
That's a good question.
Because you had to put a code in there. Like you'd have to go, like, 3 steps backwards, up, down, left, and shit like that. Remember that shit?
I'm sure if I asked you what the Contra code was, you would know it.
Oh, the Contra, man, that's my shit, man. That game was fucking bitch to pass, too. Goddamn shit.
They're going to make that movie next.
Actually, I had Contra for my system or whatever, but, my old system, obviously, but you can't play it on TVs these days. So I bought, like, this thing in the mall where you just, like, plug your XY cables up into the TV and you can play it on a controller, and it got Contra on there. That was the only reason why I bought that shit. And I was like, man, this fucking game is hard.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did I pass this as a child? Oh, man, but, yeah, I give it a fucking low, small. Are you getting comments here?
Yeah. I don't think there's a low or a small fuck it. Because if you say a high fuck it, does that mean it's on the verge of a
stream it?
Yeah.
I give this a mighty nice final high fuck it.
This is bend over your fucking ass, you're going to take a fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get that doctor's thumb up your ass and say, fuck it. You know, so, you know, it's one of those fuck it's, you know. But James, say, from our previous episode, he says, I'm totally fucking shocked that this film was the winner of the pick. Yeah, so are we. I love the original, but the Halloween, what do you call it? You see that? Add that D in there. The Halloween.
Yeah.
The Halloween 3 is my favorite, especially with that creepy song. Congrats on the nomination, guys. Hopefully you take it all the way because you got some steep competition. Fuck yeah, we do.
Fuck that. We're the, they're the kind of, we're, they're worried about us.
They should be. They better be. Be worried. I got a, we got a black and a white guy here.
We're the Oreo cookie of podcasts.
Goddamn right. We're Michael Jackson before and after.
Well, wait. Another one's got two black guys, a white guy, and a Mexican. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh shit! We need to get an Asian on here fast.
No, we need to get a Middle Eastern and an Indian.
Okay, I'll go across the street to the store. Okay, I'll bring one back.
I'll go to the 7-Eleven real quick. Z, keep going. I'll be back.
Halloween 3. Come on. There's nothing good about Halloween 3.
I would agree with them. The music. I like the music in it.
But. Whatever. Who cares? I don't know, but whatever. But the only thing I can think of about Halloween 3 is that it's a backstory to this little fucking cult from 4, 5, and 6. That's all I can think of for 3.
Yeah, that's all that was. That was just, it was a setup film. That's all it was.
They made money based on name. That's all they did. And I bet your people are pissed that Michael Myers was not in this movie.
I remember when I watched it, I was like, am I in the wrong theater?
I'm gonna make a Nightmare on Elm Street movie without Freddy. See how that goes.
You know what? You probably could do that, though, Freddy, because it's a lot easier because of the dream world shit.
Yeah.
Like, they build his name up. Like, it's more of, like, how Batman is a symbol or shit like that. With Freddy, that would probably make sense more than with Michael Myers.
Yeah, I mean, is the Halloween series, I mean, back, the first one was a classic, but, because I watched a few after we did our show, and I'm like, I'm kind of agreeing with you, it's kind of just one. Especially 4, 5, and 6, it's pretty much one long movie.
Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Rings type movie.
Yeah, that's what I said in our review. I was just like, actually, I watched all these movies day to day, two each or whatever, and I was like, honestly, these movies can all be just one thing. I mean, there was no fucking reason why there's 10 of them. I mean, of course, 8, 9, and 10 were just remakes and shit, but still, I'm just like, you know, come on now. It's pretty much the same goddamn thing, honestly, and nothing special. I mean, Halloween 3, like you said, I think I can tell you that I remember that I like about it was the music, and that song with the mask was pretty creepy.
The Shamrock song?
The one they had on the TV and shit or whatever, and that show, that was pretty creepy or whatever. But other than that, I was just like, I don't give a shit about this. Hey, Michael Myers in here, what the fuck, I care.
Especially
after watching number 2 over now and realizing that the third one came out, I'm just like, okay, 2 was such a fucking bad movie that you need to make up for it, and this is what they gave me? Alright.
Yeah, I mean, the Halloween series, I mean, there's nothing that's going to top the first one. I mean, but, you're totally right. The first two are pretty much one whole movie. 4, 5, and 6 are one movie. I would say H2O and Resurrection's one movie. Yeah. And then Rob Zombie's. But it's all one movie, and there's nothing different about it.
Oh, I think Freddy is the best out of all of them that actually did. I mean, granted, I didn't like most of his shit or whatever, some of it, but I still thought it was keeping it something.
Do you think because he talks?
What was that?
Do you think because he talks, unlike Jason or Freddy?
I think it could be, too, because I think a lot of more people, I mean, every Halloween, I always see more people dressed up like Freddy than I do anybody. Freddy's like, he's a fucking villain and a serial killer at the same time, but at the same time, you know, he's still like, because he talks or whatever, he's still kind of funny. Fun to hang around.
Yeah, I mean, Michael didn't say a word except when he was a kid. Well, I don't say a word throughout the whole series.
Yeah, he just takes his mask off and starts crying when that little girl Jamie was trying to touch him.
I'm not gonna lie. The good thing about Halloween is that it introduced us to Danielle Harris, who I'm like in love with right now.
Yeah, I think the most iconic thing about my Halloween is just the music.
Yeah, and but
talk more about that score than they do actual Michael Myers.
I think the score is bad. I think the original score, I think that tops the movie.
Yeah, it does. That's probably what, I mean, it's like,
and that's,
they played that score throughout the whole movie almost.
Mm-hmm. So.
And it was used at great lengths too in it.
Yeah, I mean, the score is the Halloween, you can't have a Halloween movie without that score. And I haven't seen Rob Zombie's, it's been a long time since I've seen the first one. But is that in there?
No, not at all.
They probably couldn't get rights to it.
Oh my god, the second one, dude. You see scenes, like we saw in Mortal Kombat, you see scenes just Michael Myers walking into it like a cornfield or whatever. He's just walking. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. I want to see this nigga walk all day. Put some people in that cornfield. Takes his hoodie off, puts his mask on. He's like, oh, shit, get real now. Michael Myers is just a homeless dude just roaming around and shit. he didn't start killing people towards the end, till the end of it.
And,
it's like, Jesus Christ.
And I still need to rewatch 4, because I really want to know how fucking Loomis survived that explosion.
I can tell you this right now, when I watched all of them, dude, I just tell you how much interest I had into them. I wasn't paying attention at all. I was like, everything is just going over my head in these movies so much. I'm just looking at it like, alright, well, whatever. Whatever, I don't give a shit. Just start getting the killing. Whatever. Next comment here is Ariana. Oh my god, is this TPO's last podcast? If so, please tell me you're going to do a goodbye or a last review podcast. I was going to do a last review podcast to be with Z here. You suck. No,
well, he's not listening, so.
Like, I would give a shit anyway. No, it's not. So, don't worry about that, Ariana. That doesn't concern your pretty little head or whatever. Now, you know what, Z? Just go along with me right now. It is my last episode, Ariana. But you know what? We could talk about it over dinner tonight. Whenever you're available. I mean, I'm sad that I have to go, but, you know, dinner would make me feel differently. And maybe a late night movie at my place.
A Mortal Kombat.
Nutgaggers 12.
Which one was that? Just the nut gag?
That's the one with Lex Steel in it. That's the one with Alexis Texas in it. it's the prequel before the Avengers one they did.
Oh, okay.
Next comment. Character comes from Cole Echoes. That is a weird name, bro. I swear to God.
I've been like looking back at the other comments. You got some weird names.
Man, Cole Echoes, man. I know people's making fun of you, your name in school, dude. That is a fucked up name. Can you imagine if the teacher fucked that up?
Oh, you're screwed. Especially on your first day, you'd be screwed.
Oh, man, I used to hate that fucking shit. You want to correct that bitch, too, whatever. I was about to say, what the fuck was that? I saw something moving for a second.
Are you having hallucinations?
Yeah, probably so. I've been drinking since we started this, so I was about to say, what's going on here? Cole Echo, he says, damn, just recently watched this on AMC, and yeah, see, I agree with you. This really hurt my childhood. I thought this movie was a lot better, but have you guys recently seen a film from your childhood that really isn't that good?
I watched Forrest Gump the other day.
Yeah.
That movie sucks.
Like how he just comes out and say it to him, like, it sucks.
That movie is boring as fuck. And you cannot tell me that the state will let Forrest Gump have his kid when he's not right in the head.
What time frame was that in, though? So you gotta remember that, though, man.
It went through, like, every fucking time.
Yeah, I know, that's why I could
look at his outfit. I have no idea what time this was.
Okay, so he was in the war, Vietnam War, so I'm thinking this is, what, the 80s? 70s, 80s?
I think it was, like, mid-70s was the Vietnam War, I think.
Okay, so this is, like, late 80s, and we're at the final rounds of this film. Come on now, you know.
Well, who was the president that he met? Wasn't it Nixon?
Wasn't it Kennedy?
No, it can't be Kennedy. Because it would be in the 50s.
I thought it was somebody. No, it was like, I was going to say Jimmy Carter. It was somebody. It wasn't like Nixon. It was somebody that was like actually liked.
I'm looking it up.
I thought it was Carter. I thought it was Kennedy for some reason. I don't know.
Johnson. It was Lyndon B. Johnson.
Really? What was it? I haven't seen the movie in a while.
Because he took off his. He got shot in the buttocks.
Yeah, shot in the buttocks, yeah.
So this had to have been in the 80s.
I think this movie, that movie 4 is gone. I haven't seen it in a while or whatever, so I can't really speak, but the book is fucking horrible. I can tell you that right now. The book is fucking god. I think critics all over the place hated that fucking book. The book is bad as shit. I never got past the third fucking page, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. Somebody bought it from me when I was younger. I never got past the motherfucker. I still have the book too, but I'm never gonna read that motherfucker. But I haven't seen the movie in a while, but I always thought of the movie, personally, for me, I thought it was a comedy. even as a child when I saw that, I always thought it was just a comedy. And I don't plan on going back to it because I prefer to keep it as a comedy.
Oh my god.
Your mama so do care about your education, boy. You don't talk much now, do you?
Okay, he met Kennedy. You're right on that one. And then he also when he got the Medal of Honor, he met Lyndon B. Johnson.
Okay, so yeah, this is that. Hey, the best character in there, because I do like the characters in it, if I recall, they just had me laughing because they're retarded. But either way, the best character in there that was actually playing it straight, Lieutenant Dan.
Well, I would say Bubba.
Bubba was too retarded for me, I'm sorry.
And is that what the Army was going for back when they were recruited?
It was now. I was like, they'll take any nigga that these days. They don't give a fuck. We slow, stupid, whatever. It doesn't make a difference.
But, my God. I seriously, I was watching, I'm like, this movie sucks. How did this... I think it won Best Picture. Yeah, it won Best Picture.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Tom Hanks got nominated, too, bro.
Yeah, I'm like...
He played convincing retarded. I was a retard.
I'm not saying Tom Hanks is an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. But, God damn it. Fuck this movie. Seriously.
For me, it would be, Mortal Kombat Annihilation. No, I'm just God, I'm trying to think of something I saw recently at home or something.
Do you know I just read it right now. Listen to this. David Alan Greer, Ice Cube, and Dave Chappelle were offered the role of Bubba.
Bubba?
And they turned it down.
Well, they're crazy. Because that movie.
I don't think Ice Cube can play a retard.
You play a gangster retard?
Dave Chappelle could, but Bubba was very bulky, and he was like strong. Dave Chappelle is just really skinny.
He was really scrawny at that time. Damn, how old was Dave Chappelle when this movie came out?
I was 94. That's a long ass time ago. It came out in 94. He was born in 73. He was about 20.
Oh, really? I thought Dave Chappelle was your age. I thought he was like early 30s or something.
He's 40.
He doesn't look that old. I can't give him that. He does look good.
And what the fuck was David Alan Greer doing back in 94?
Living Color.
And he couldn't fucking get off that to do a movie?
Hell no, Living Color was big, dude. Come on,
he did Blank Man.
Yeah.
He turned Forrest Gump down to do Blank Man in the Army Now with fucking Pauly Shore.
How about say, well, you know who his buddy was in Blank Man?
Damon.
Yeah. And they both worked on Lone Cut, so yeah, of course he's gonna go do that like with a friend or whatever and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to play a retarded guy in the Army. I gotta say that right now. I probably would turn that down. You gotta be a retarded dude that nobody feels for, so you gotta hang your lip. I'd be like, huh. Am I the only black guy in this Army too?
Well, it was not a good time at that.
Yeah, but still, would you want to play that shit? Wouldn't you feel a little shit like, oh, I got so all the roles in this movie, because there's a lot of fucking characters in that movie, and I gotta be the black retarded friend. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, are you sure you don't have like another soldier you want me to play or anything like that? No, we want you to be the. Okay, that's bad. I'm trying to think of a movie right now. I can't think of anything. Nothing's coming up on the top of my head. Because I don't really watch any older movies, I guess.
What were some of your favorite movies growing up?
God, everything. But they're still good, though. Like Jurassic Park and shit, you know? Yeah. Aliens, Predator, I mean.
Aliens or Alien?
Either one, doesn't matter.
Aliens is better.
No, the first one is.
I disagree. But
wow, that's you. Well,
yeah, I know. I was gonna say that's my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really hard question. It really is.
They're both really good. So I really didn't give a shit, to be honest.
That's a hard question because there's so many movies you watch as a kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know what? I'm probably gonna get a lot of shit about this. You know, I haven't seen it in a while. I was gonna say E.T. I really don't give two shits about E.T. right now. I look at his little ass, I just look at him, I was like, I hate that little fucking alien. But I don't hate it, though, so, and I don't think it's bad.
The movie that started Drew Barrymore's career?
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad movie even today or whatever, but I haven't seen them all, but at the same time, I hear people talking about it, I'm just like, I fucking hate that little alien.
Whatever happened to that fucking kid? You would think he was the star of E.T., you'd think he would have been a bigger name.
Yeah, E.T. is fucking, oh, I got one. Fucking Star Wars. It's easy. Fucking hate Star Wars. Can't stand fucking Star Wars. Fucking hate Star Wars. I can't. Star Wars is a piece of shit. No, nothing happening in fucking movies. It's boring shit. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Those lightsaber fights might as well be these goddamn Mortal Kombat fights.
And they have better effects now than then.
Exactly. Whatever. That doesn't make any damn sense or whatever. I mean, and then you got people always talking about Boba Fett and shit. I'm like, that nigga had one fucking line in the movie. That's it. A fucking 6-movie franchise. He had one fucking line or whatever. You mean tell me you people are craving about him? Lando Calrissian. I don't even know why people always compliment him. I'm like, that nigga was a traitor. Oh, token ass nigga. Luke was boring. I mean, it's just boring, honestly. It really is. I never can get through the whole movie now.
Star Wars, huh? You're probably still gonna get crap for that.
I've been saying I hate Star Wars for a year and a half now.
I don't remember watching the original three.
Yeah, I think you said you never watched them, right?
I might have seen them as a kid, I just don't remember them.
Because it's not that good. That's what...
Maybe. But I still like the first one because Darth Maul's the shit.
I don't like those neither. That was all shit, dude. I think they're all shit.
Revenge of the Sith was good.
Revenge of the Sith was boring, too.
It was boring, but it was probably the better of the three. The original three. Or the new three.
Yeah, and it was only better because the last fight was good. That's it. Other than that, the rest of the movie is fucking boring.
JJ's got a lot to do.
I remember when I saw it in theater, I was just so excited to see Darth Vader for the first time, whatever, like, come to the fruition. And then when I watched it again, because my brother bought it on DVD and shit, I watched it, and I was like, wow, this movie's boring. So I watched it a third time, and I started looking at it, and I was just like, yep, I'm about to fast forward. 5, 4, 3. Fast forward to the fight scene. This is the only thing I care about in this fucking movie is this fight scene. So other than that, it's fucking boring. That franchise is fucking boring. And just when I tried to like it again, when I was watching the Clone Wars on Cartoon Network and shit, I was like, this could be a nice little spinoff. 20 episodes later, wow, this got boring real quick. Now I gotta follow the fucking soldiers and shit like that. I don't want to follow them. I want to follow Jedi's. I want to learn more about the Jedi's and shit like that. I want to learn about these goddamn soldiers, these clone soldiers they got that's got a gun. That's boring.
Yeah.
Show me some force powers, goddammit. Force powers, shit.
So Star Wars and Force... Force Gump came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, I really did. I was like, I wasn't expecting that, honestly. You must have really just recently saw that, right?
Like, it was on ABC Family the other day. And I just, nothing was on. I'm like, I haven't seen this movie in a while. I'm like, god damn it, this suit sucks.
How long is that? It's like three, is it 3 hours?
I think it's 2.5.
It was pretty long, if I remember. But I haven't seen a movie in years or whatever, so. I'm just, once again, I'm taking it as a comedy. I'm not going to watch it again because I'm going to leave it like that.
Is it a comedy because he's retarded?
Yeah. Damn, that sounds kind of fucked up coming from me.
I mean, he's at the bus stop. He has to go 2 fucking miles. And he didn't know.
Pretty fucking retarded, if you ask me. I'm sorry, I love Lieutenant Dan. He's like, hey, don't you talk to him like that.
Thank God Travolta, well, I don't know. Bill Murray was considered for the role. Then it would have been a comedy.
She's like, what's wrong with your friend? Is he stupid or something? Don't you talk to him like that. They got that wheelchair. Get off me. Take your shit with you. That's a comedy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Next comment here comes from Cynthia. She said, hey guys, congrats once again on getting nominated. Thank you. I've been a spoiling bastard since day one and cannot believe how far Movie Spoilers has gone. You may be an egotistical asshole P1, but to get it done, and once again, bring the hits. LOL. Goddamn right. Z, if you could do any other genre of podcast with P1, what would it be? Or would you rather just replace Leihu? Well, because Leihu hates zombies.
She gets to the point.
Oh, Xenia don't bite her. I met her twice. She has her boyfriend in check.
Really?
It's like she has him in check. She's running that shit right now. I even told them that. I was just like, granted, I lied to her. I've been drunk, so I'm just going to say this. Don't get offended, but she's running your ass, ain't she? I'll be seeing her again this week when I get to Vegas as well, so.
Any other genre of podcast?
What would you do with me, Z, on another genre of podcast? How about, I got it, porn. How about that? Let's do that together.
Do a porn podcast? I think that'll be the first only podcast for porn.
Yeah, Playboy with bias.
Huh?
Playboy with bias.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I know he does so much movies. I'm not sure how he is with sports. He's got, I mean, he said he doesn't listen to radio, so I don't know how with music. I know you're in MMA, right?
Well, I was, but I watch it and stuff.
Yeah. Cause
I go to kids tournaments and shit, cause like, you know, back when I had quit or whatever, I'd stayed like as a coach to train kids and shit like that. So whenever, every now and then they invite me to like one of their matches and shit like that. So I go watch those or whatever, just to cheer them on or whatever. So,
you know, I really don't know. That's,
no, don't base it off me. She says, well, if you had the choice, I mean,
if I had the choice,
if you could do any other genre of podcast with P1, what would it be?
I think if we did like, not a podcast, we did like a radio show, like a call-in. I think a relationship one would be fun with you.
Why, everybody always want to do a relationship one.
I think that would be fun.
I like how the fuck became almost a relationship podcast, and then we started doing Jungle Love, then other people even asked me, it's like, hey, I'm thinking of doing a relationship, but I'd like to have you on as a guest. I was like, everybody wants me on as a relationship. Someone even told me when I started doing Jungle Love, it was just like, man, you was funny as shit. He's like, you need to stop doing movies and do relationship things or whatever. And I was just like, well, I'm a sociology major and pretty much got a degree in psychology.
Yeah, I mean, that would be an interesting one. It really would. Like,
I would, and I, you know, if you was to ask me that, I would jump on that with you too. That'd be fun.
I mean, leave your comments for the Love Doctor. We could do a podcast of Love Line.
You know what? Damn, see, that's a good question, because you know what? He just brought up that's a good genre choice. I gotta give you that. I give you. You get.
Thank you.
That was a pretty good one. Wow, you see that, people? That's chemistry right there. Whatever. He just didn't pick anything. He picked something that he knew that a phenomenal one would be good at or whatever, and he'd be good at or whatever. He didn't just think of one thing and whatever. I was like, wow, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. But thank you for thinking of replacing Lehu, though.
No, she said, or would you rather?
It's you know what's in her head. You know what's in her head. I mean, I would, but I just don't. I really don't have the time or the money to go to every theater to see movies.
Yeah, you do. No, I was playing.
What?
I said, yeah, you do, but I was just playing or whatever. Goddamn relationship. Why does everybody... I don't understand why people would want me on a relationship. I'd give them the worst advice ever.
No, you give it straight up. You won't hold anything back.
Yeah, the people would be calling in just to be like... Just to be fucking with me, man. Just like to piss me off.
They'd be like...
love doctors, Z and Phenomenal One. My boyfriend's been cheating on me, but I really love him. I don't know what to do. I mean, should I confront him or should I just...
Go kill that bitch.
Act like it never happened. Let me tell you here something, Cynthia. Let me give you some advice right here. You wait till that motherfucker go to sleep, you chop his fucking dick off. Okay? Chop his fucking dick off. You teach him. But you know what you do? You know what I tell her? Give me a call. I'll fuck you right in your man's bedroom.
With him tied up to the chair watching.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Z will tie him up and he'll leave with the camera set up and I'll fuck him right there. We'll knock him out. You know what? We'll drug him and then we'll fuck on top of his body. How about that?
Wasn't that a movie or something? Did that happen in a movie? I swear something like that did.
It could have been on a radio show or something like that, because that's like one of those old age jokes. I mean, it could be. I know it's. Like
I think Family Guy might have did something like that.
It is like an old reference, and Yeah, I think Family Guy. Family Guy does every fucking thing. Simpsons done it too, whatever. So yeah,
South Park,
they all they do it all, whatever. So it is an old reference, though. Fucking on somebody unconscious body, so.
But I do think a really I think that'd be fucking one that'd be fun, and you would not hold anything back. You would always request for the girl to come meet you, but you wouldn't hold shit back.
The girl to come meet me. I'll tell you what you need to do.
You want
to
get him back? Meet me here.
I thought you were going to say, you want to get him back? You talk to me. Man, axe his ass real quick.
And Cynthia, you cannot deny that he would not be a good, like, Dr. Drew without the PhD.
You know, we need to get on a radio show now. I want this to happen. Make it happen, see?
Okay.
I want this to happen. I want to do this. next comment, the final comment I'm going to read off here before we call it the quits, guys. Andrew, he says, next year, will you be throwing in Throwback Tuesday and any other podcast you're doing into the Podcast Awards TPO? Yeah, I can throw a Throwback Tuesday in because it's been a year then for next year or whatever. If they have it again around this time, if it's not, then I can't because it still wouldn't be qualified or whatever.
Well, it's just got to reach up to May.
Or June. I don't know how to say it. May or June, whatever. I don't know.
It was May.
They don't have it earlier than that, then yeah, it should be fine or whatever. I should be able to nominate that or whatever. Any other podcast, of course, whatever. Of course I would, whatever, because then everything would be a year then for every other show I do, whatever. So, I mean, that's the thing about qualification. Qualification ain't that hard, but 1 year, that's a long fucking time.
What's the other qualification?
You'd have 10 episodes. That's one of them. One of them is going to be doing it for a year, and the other one is, I can't remember what the other one was. I think it's the RSS feed, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's that. I might be wrong.
I know nothing about that.
Man, so, yeah, all that's fine for, Movie Spoilers. Oh, it just so happens that the website is called Movie Spoilers, too, so it really doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, if Movie Spoilers wins, I win, so Throwback Tuesday wins, so.
So, like, just throwing Movie Spoilers in there is a lot easier, for one thing, but if I have multiple chances to throw out other podcasts that I'm on, too, as well, then goddamn right I'll do that, too, but Movie Spoilers right now, it pretty much just sums up the website.
Is there a sex... mature... is there romance? There's not a romance topic or a category. It's just a mature. I just see mature.
You could put that in education and we're teaching people.
Yeah.
You could put it in entertainment. How about that? And that one?
That's one, yeah.
Yeah, you could do entertainment. Obviously, it's going to be entertainment.
There's a mature one. But that's like dating skills review.
Oh, we'll give you dating skills, all right.
Drunk cast. Oh, there's a freaking genre for you. TPO drunk and do a podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah, I can do that. I've done it the last episode of Movie Spoilers or whatever when I was just waking up in San Diego after getting raped. So yeah, I can do that. Yeah. I can do that, definitely, whatever. What I was going to say is, damn, that romance, that'd be a good-ass thing. You know what I would do if Z lived out here? I would, like, have Z hold the camera and shit from a distance, and we wear, like, little microphones, and I'd be like, this is the Love Hour with the Phenomenal One and Z. I'm going to show you guys how to pick up phone numbers today. Follow us. And then I would do, like, things like have Z be, like, a cock blocker. And be like, this is when you have a bad wingman. I'll show him how it's done. Like, let's see how many numbers I can get up with a bad wingman. And Z could just walk by and be like, hey, aren't you that Love Doctor guy? Whatever. And I'd be looking at him like, fuck, it's right. Don't mind him, ladies. I don't know what he's talking about. Love Doc. I don't. And he just keeps coming back. He's like, I swear I recognize you from somewhere. Oh, you're the dude that told that girl to go jump off that bridge or whatever. Hey, man, nice meeting you. You just walk away. Let's see if the phenomenal one can still get her name. Bless you.
Thank you. That'd be like a nice, like a live TV show skit, like Leno type thing.
I would do videos. I could think of a lot of. Thought of a lot of dating videos if I wanted to do whatever, because someone told us that I should do videos for that shit or whatever, because I hit on so many women at these parties or whatever, and I was like, I'd like to do it like in public where I don't know these people or they don't know me, and I just walk up to them randomly and see how many turn me down and see how many go along with it, the dumb shit I say. Yeah.
Okay. Hook me up with a job.
Okay. Yeah, you can be my lawnmower, man.
I'm not Mexican.
That's right. God damn it. You could work at a Starbucks near me, then.
I don't know anything about Starbucks. I don't drink the shit.
See, you're white. You know about Starbucks. It's in your blood, man. Trust me. You're white. It's in your fucking blood. I know this for a fact. But anyway, Andrew goes on. We didn't even read the rest of his question or whatever. But anyway.
Well, it's two questions.
Yeah, I guess so, whatever. He says, how about you, Z? Any thoughts on creating a podcast on your site soon to be eligible for next year podcast awards?
Well, I'm going to be starting our show soon, but, like, with the whole year thing.
Yeah.
That's the only tricky part. And I have nothing about RSS feed.
It's pretty much just a link on your site or whatever. But you know what? Yeah, that's true. If Z Wills to do another podcast, be nominated, he would have to do it like right now.
Yeah.
It would have to be like right now. It cannot be next month. It would have to be like right this exact moment, this weekend, this upcoming, whatever it is.
Right after this.
Yeah, right after this. So, yeah. Oh, that would suck if you born in November and you can't get nominated because you 1 month off. Fuck that.
Or it could be a day off, or it could be a week, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I would just start it in January, personally.
Well, it could have been when the nomination started. Yeah. Who knows when the deadline starts?
I mean, yeah, that too, but also they could change the date too. You never know.
Yeah, so.
So far, it looks like it's always on the same time and date, but, you know, it could be different, so.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I enjoy doing the podcast, so it's possible to branch out and do other ones, but getting nominated, that's hard, probably.
That's some high praise right there, right?
That's high praise, being top 10.
Mm-hmm. As that shows you, best in the world. Most phenomenal podcast on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So, yeah. Hey, people, thank you for joining us in here.
Don't you have to give a little thing about voting?
I am about to do that right now.
Okay.
You shut the fuck up and let me talk.
Fine.
Did you not just hear me say, I'm about to say something, and you just interrupted me?
I thought you were ending the show.
Drink your Starbucks coffee and shut the fuck up, okay? Get your foam and your latte on there or whatever and shut the fuck up. Let the black man talk right now. I do not have a piece of watermelon in my hand, so I'm going to handle this right now. I got this.
All right.
Well, I don't have any more now because I just ate the last one. So anyway, people, thank you for joining us on this episode of Throwback Tuesday. Now, you know what you got to do now since you listened to this. You know what you got to do. You got to go to this little link, this little website called, I don't know, something called podcastawards.com. I think that's what it's called, right, Z?
Yes.
That is what it's called or whatever. You're going to scroll down. You're going to scroll that some bitch down a little bit further. You're going to trying to sound like a rock right now. You're going to scroll that some bitch on down right up there to Jabroni Avenue right now. You're going to just scroll down. You see the movie and films category? Both spoilers right there. Type in a little comment saying, I don't know, best podcast in the world. Best in the world. The most phenomenal. Put shit like that in there, whatever. Just make them go like, wow, they had 20 people in one day say best podcast in the world. You know? Have them read shit like that or whatever. Just have them look like, wow, that's amazing, whatever. Because I'm granted, I bet that's what Mick got us nominated in the first place. What you people is writing. So you go ahead and do that. Voting ends November 15th. You can vote once a day. Go ahead and do that every day till the 15th, whatever. So we can win this, and I can lick the tears off Corey's face. I know you people want to see that. So let's make it happen then.
Lick the tears off his face.
Goddamn fucking right. I will lick the fucking tears right off his fucking face if I have to. His black ass face. I will lick the fucking tears off him and tell him it tastes like chicken.
Wow.
That is how serious I am about this, whatever. People.
Wow. Chicken.
Okay, watermelon seed. Damn. Jesus Christ. This has been Throwback Tuesday, the most phenomenal podcast on the planet, whatever. I'm your host, the phenomenal one. Z, give him a call out right now.
This is Z. Remember the fancritic.com and vote your asses off at podcastawards.com.
With your asses off, people. Get your asses in there to vote. Matter of fact, and vote with your ass cheeks if you have to.
The only bad thing is you gotta freaking verify your email.
Yeah, I almost forgot twice. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. I was like, that's kind of a, you know, that could kind of forget that after a while a little bit. I mean, shit, why don't they just give you the verification on the goddamn site or whatever? So, you know. I almost forgot one time. I was like, oh shit, Midnight's about to hit. I better fucking verify that or whatever. But,
is that the prize? I see prizes. Is that what your prize is? You lick the tears off Corey's face?
That's gonna be my fucking prize. That's gonna be my fucking prize. That's gonna be your prize too, because I know y'all wanna see that.
You'd be like, here you go, Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Then I'll spit it right on the ground and be like, taste the taste.
I would say spit in his mouth. Be like, that's what failure tastes like.
Well, damn, why don't just whip his dick out and suck that too then while I'm at it? Like, yeah, this is what happened to losers. Yeah, you feel that? You feel that? Probably grab my head. You're going to feel something soon. So.
That's what you got to do. You got to make a... Trust me, you'll make a name for yourself if you did something like that at the podcast. You might get... Security might come get you, but... You make a name for yourself.
The guy that sucked the other guy's dick. I like that or whatever. I'm sure my ex would love to see that when we get up.
You will.
She's probably going to say it all makes sense now.
They'll probably be like, movie spoilers wins, and they used to do that. Be like, someone else wins.
I'd be like, oh, don't you go nowhere, my brother. I'm sucking your dick too. People, I got to get out of here. We're getting out of here now. Later.
Later.